little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
And we're going to move on to grief now. As GPs, we are often first port of call and often dealing with patients who are suffering with grief. So red flag question related to grief, can you keep yourself safe?
Well, I think so, doctor. I mean, my family's all around me.
And another question that could relate to that, if there's any suggestion of it, have you had any thoughts of harming yourself at all?
No.
Okay. So I'm just going to share with you some of the things that I talk to my patients about when I'm talking to them about grief, which is a difficult thing to talk about. And it's often not in the words that you use necessarily. It's often in the gestures. It's often in the support. It's often in the tone that you use when you're talking to a patient, and particularly patients that you've known for all your career. There's a lot that goes on that can't really be described in this sort of recording. But we're just going to give you an example of a way that you might talk to somebody who is going through a difficult time related to grief. It's been a really difficult time for you, hasn't it? We're here to support you, and we're here if and when you need it. Have you been able to share your feelings with anyone else at all?
I've got my daughter. She knows how I feel.
Who are you particularly close to apart from her?
My sister.
Yeah. I guess it's sometimes difficult to talk about your loss, isn't it? And it can be hard to be emotional or even to cry in front of other people. But sometimes crying and letting the tears flow and talking about what you've been through can help. Would you maybe be interested in reading an article about grief at this stage? The idea of this article is to help you and maybe the people around you to know what to expect in the grief process. Would that be useful to you?
Well, my daughter probably wants to read it. I don't know if I'll read it yet, but I'll definitely take a copy.
Do let me know if you're needing any additional support related to that. Another thing that I quite often suggest, if you don't mind crying a bit and laughing a bit, and perhaps you might want to listen to some comedians talking about their own grief. So if you have a smartphone, what you could do is download a Griefcast podcast or two. And as you expect from comedians, they'll make you laugh, but they'll also make you cry and probably help you to realize that the pain of grief is one of the most natural things in the world. So painful, but necessary. Would you be interested in that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Shall I write that down for you?
Yeah, I'll have a think about
it. So, since everything is staying so raw for you, I would suggest that we think about arranging for you to have some talking therapy. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, do you think it would help?
Often. I mean, it won't cause any harm, but it will take some commitment from you to give the time up for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure about it at the moment, I could always give you the number and you could maybe get in touch with them when you're ready for it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
It really can help some people move on with their grief. So if you're not quite ready for it now, mm-hmm. and if you lose the number, you can always give me a call back and I'll either see you face to face or I can give you the number again at that time.
Okay.
So let's have an example of a safety net for grief.
So if any stage you are struggling and you need to talk, then, you know, we're here any time, and give me a call and we can give you a bit more support. Would it be useful to sort of catch up in a month or so and see how things are going?
I'd like that, doctor.
I mean, if your mood's really low and you can't lift it at all, it is possible to think about antidepressant tablets, because some people do need to use them if... you know, your mood really if it's really difficult for your mood to lift.
Okay, well, we'll see how things go, eh?
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.